back then I saw a home win on your championship debut in charge of the club against strong opponents. You couldn't ask for much more, could you?
Yeah, and especially the effort of the players, the attitude, the behavior on the pitch, on the bench. I could say, I could see everybody, even on the bench, supporting their teammates. And you know, when you are not playing, you are not in that mood. But they were supporting each other because they know that the only way to be successful is when you are going together. And today we show that that we are a committed team on the pitch. I was really pleased because players like Juki, like Ivan Sanchez, like Toral, at least could play 60, 70, even Juki 90 minutes. So it's good for the team, and I think it's a good step to build.
We talked about how important it was in terms of psychology that this team won a game again after 16 matches, and to get a clean sheet as well, a real bonus.
Yeah, both of them. To win a game always is important, and to keep the clean sheet is even more important, because I said always with that team spirit, with this work ethic, with quality players, at the end we will improve and we will win games. But again, it's the first step. I am really pleased for the crowd, because since February, and especially with the lockdown and the difficulties that everybody is living, now they can celebrate it and they can go for a meal with Birmingham winning the game. I think is good for them.
You took a calculated risk in giving Zach Gcott the chance to start at the age of 19 because of the injury to Andres, and he certainly didn't let you down, did he?
Yeah, I knew that. Obviously, I didn't know that he was going to play well or bad, but you know, Zach is a boy that he's really calm, and when a keeper transmits that calm to the defenders, to the team, it's amazing. And you know, when you are calm and you are a good goalkeeper, and you could see today that everybody trusted him, not just me, the goalkeeper coach, the coaching staff, everybody trusted him, and I'm really pleased for him because he deserves.
Was the first half a sign of what an Aitor Karanka Blues is going to look like? Because you, for the first 40 minutes, you had more possession than Brentford. There was a lot of quality on the ball, and we saw that the system really functioning well.
Yeah, it was really good, and I was just concerned how much fuel we were going to have, because I knew that when the fuel had finished, we were going to have problems, because they are a very good team. But no, they were on the pitch even completely exhausted. They were fighting for every single ball, which is important for me, because when you have that spirit on the team, it's just to add quality and we will grow.
And finally for me, you mentioned quality, the quality of the delivery from Ivan Sanchez on the free kick and Jeremy Bella's header, that's a goal worthy of winning a game.
Yeah, we are working every day, we worked in the set pieces, we work in every single area, and you know, the best players you have around you, the better player you will be. So the main thing again is to build that team spirit, and I think we've seen that we have not 11, 18 or 25 players committed, and more players coming. I think we will be good this year.